fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. We're here one more time with our good friend, Father Bob LaCroix from Holy Family Parish in Novi, Michigan, who's been sharing with us not only his personal story this week, but also the story of the journey that his parish is going through to become, as Pope Francis put it, a community of missionary disciples and to engage the new evangelization, which is not an easy thing to do. And it can be an overwhelming thing for pastors to think about doing. And Father Bob shared some of those thoughts and feelings himself over the last few days. And I just want to mention again, if you haven't heard Father Bob this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there, and you can listen to them on your computer or download them on whatever phone or iPad or iPod, whatever you use. Excuse me, you can download them and listen to them whenever it's convenient for you. But welcome back, Father Bob.
Thank you, Peter.
It's great to have you here. You ended the program yesterday kind of almost telling some stories about the change that's begun to happen in your parish and using the tool of Alpha to help ignite the whole encounter Christ and move people deeper into faith. But you also said that it's been very useful for other things in the parish. So describe what you mean by that.
One of the things that is really important to me is for priests to understand how this can be such a powerful tool to make their life easier. I know a lot of priests are overwhelmed, exhausted, a little discouraged. And if what we are talking about seems like more stuff you got to do, then you're going to say, I can't do more stuff. My experience is I have never seen something that lights up lay leadership that draws more people into helping with the mission of the church in my life. So it is the sharpest tool I know for helping people personally encounter the risen Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. But I think just as powerful for that is the experience of table leaders and session leaders, people who have a role in introducing, who've been through Alpha, helping others to experience Alpha. I've never experienced anything that generates so much enthusiasm and help and tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
I think my experience is in Catholic parishes, you can do a lot of adult formation and have the best programs, but the same 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, 60 people come. Well, if you have folks going through Alpha, then they look around and say, this is great. What's next? It's a natural pipeline for what's next. I want more of this, and for people to say, I can do that. There's a way. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's natural enthusiasm. There's natural leadership that emerges. And all of a sudden, you've got more helpers than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's a pathway through which leaders begin to emerge. And you can see that, and it provides a process. It's not just a program that people come and listen to, but there's a whole process. It begins of not only taking the course, but then leaders emerging out of it who then help lead the next course. So you use that as an opportunity to grow their gifts, to teach them how to lead more effectively. They get more activated in the parish. And I think a lot of times men in particular, they don't know how to plug into the church. I mean, they know they're supposed to go to Mass, so they go to Mass. At least some do, right? But if Father says, look, we need somebody to help patch the roof on the church, or we need to have this project done, some guys will step and say, okay, I'll help you out because it's concrete. We can do it. I see it. But to be spiritual and to be a spiritual leader is awkward for a lot of guys because they don't know where they fit. They don't know how to do it. And so this provides an opportunity that once people encounter the Lord and they've experienced it, they know what they can bring other people into because they've experienced
it. Yeah, guys could say, tell me what I'm supposed to destroy or build. But don't ask me to pray.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's good. That's good.
Let me just add one thing.
Yeah.
So we had 600 or 700 people go through Alpha. We had these 12 different sessions, English, Spanish. I did not do one presentation. I was not the leader at any of those sessions. This was all happening with having nothing dependent on me. For priests out there, that's really cool. The parking lots were more full. Every room in the place was booked, and I wasn't doing any of it. Now, my role was to point the way, encourage everybody to go. I showed up a lot of places just to encourage people, but it wasn't dependent on me.
It didn't mean a lot more work for you to do everything, yeah.
It wasn't dependent on me. And if the church is going to grow, priests need to become less exhausted. They need more help. And this is a way that actually encourages that.
Now, I know that one of the things you've done to try to get serious about the vision of being a community of missionary disciples or a parish that understands its fundamental mission to make disciples, you ask the question, okay, well, what does a disciple look like in the 21st century? What does a normal Catholic parish look like? You've tried to define that. How have you done that?
The deacon in the parish and a very good friend with whom I share a lot of this passion for mission, we just tend to talk and try to understand what the Lord is doing. And somehow we got on the issue of parish mission statements. I know that they do a lot of good. I also have seen people talk about them for 2 years. And
nothing happens.
Yeah. I was saying, you know what? And I kind of got up out of my chair and I said, I'll tell you a parish mission statement I want to see. I want to see a parish mission statement that says, we help people encounter Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit and pray every day and share their faith and come to church regularly. That's a mission statement that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And then we were, for a couple of years, we've been working on an idea of what's normal Catholic parish life. Not average, but healthy. What's a healthy Catholic parish look like?
Right, right.
You know, and I'm not offering this in any other way than something in progress, mm-hmm. and a working definition. And we're trying to help people understand that the epitome of Catholic life is not coming to church once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people think that's a good Catholic, coming to church once a week. Well, that's the ship's sinking now, and it's going to go down faster if we keep on that track. Mm-hmm. It's not close. It's essential, you know, but not sufficient. So we're working with an understanding of normal Catholic parish life is a personal transformative encounter with Jesus Christ, an experience of being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, a daily personal prayer and scripture reading, participation in small group faith sharing, faithfulness to Catholic sacramental life and practice, and stewardship, being generous with God.
Time, talent, treasure stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so Catholics give the smallest amount of all the major denominational churches, mm-hmm. percentage-wise. And priests really don't like to talk about giving, mm-hmm. although we need to do so a lot. Mm-hmm. I think God wants us to talk less about money and more about Jesus and helping people encounter Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit is the one that is encountering,
yeah.
bringing forth, drawing out generosity out of the depths of the heart.
All these things that you mentioned. So you have seven things that you guys mm-hmm. have kind of nailed to say, what does a normal, healthy Catholic parish look like? What are we shooting for? And this is for everybody. Every baptized person is meant to be in process in all these things, right? Moving ahead in all these things. And they can expect it for their life that the Lord's going to give them the grace and the power to be able to live this full life together.
That's where we're aiming.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We're really just beginning, yeah. you know, this kind of process.
And if you look at it, you say small group, witnessing, deeper participation in sacramental life, personal prayer, stewardship. You start pressing in on people's time, people's money, people's talent. And here's where conversion and discipleship, where the rubber hits the road. Because Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, come follow me and deny yourself, take up your cross, come into relationship with me, come enter the communion of the family I'm establishing in the kingdom on the earth, and engage the mission that I died for. Come and share in it. You have a place in it. Well, that requires, Jesus said, you got to lay down your time, your talent, and your treasure. When we first hear that, especially men, we say, no. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, you're going to get a little percentage of me. You'll get a few masses a year. I'll give a little money a year instead of saying, and that's, they're in that place because they have not yet met Christ, who's the pearl of great price and the longing of their, you know, the fulfillment of the longing of their own heart. Once they do encounter Jesus, they enter a relationship with him in the power of the Holy Spirit. All these things are relatively easy. They seem like a huge wall you got to climb over.
They finally make sense.
Yes.
As not only a reasonable, but the only worthy response.
Right. That's well said. Because that's what the king deserves. He gave us everything. And St. Paul in 2 Corinthians says, you know, we make it our aim to please the Lord now. That's the point of my life. My life's not no longer my own. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. And it's not like it's a great burden. It's a joy. It's amazing.
And, well, a lot of people look at the shrinking nature of the Catholic Church. Our young people aren't coming. People aren't coming to church so faithfully. You know, and you can say, okay, then we need to like lower our standards. We need to not ask so much of people. We need to not be so different from the world around us. That is precisely the wrong direction.
Right.
I think that if we're going to attract vocations, we have to raise the standard. If we want more disciples, then we have to actually see what Jesus actually expected of those that followed him. And he was challenging culture and calling for a transformation of life. I wasn't attracted to anything else than the gospel himself and Jesus himself. And that's the highest standard that God will give us the power to when we ask him in repentance and faith. But it's precisely in asking, expecting more as we equip them with the understanding, grace, and power to do that, that we're going to become the people that God is calling us to be.
Well, we just have a few seconds left. I wonder if you might have just a thought you'd like to share with our listeners at the end of the week here. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but anything?
I think that there is a lot of fear and discouragement and exhaustion in the church. And I think it is precisely for times like this that the Lord is calling us to rise up and be a light.
Amen. And he wants to give us the grace and the power to do it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the witness of your life, the gift of your priesthood. Love what's happening in your parish. I see it from a distance and know folks in it. And no place is perfect, but you guys are moving ahead in faith, and God is doing wonderful things there, and you're a real sign to many people.
So, and God, you've been to the parish, Peter, and been a big help and encouragement to us, so thank you very much.
Friends, have a great weekend. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbig, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.